Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno praised the city council's 12-2 vote to adopt a $572 million budget. He said it will maintain current municipal employment levels and keep core city services intact.
Commend the city council. They did their due diligence. And I'm trying to remember the last time one of my budgets were accepted as is without any cuts and almost unanimous, so I'm very grateful for that.
The city council's decision not to cut the mayor's recommended spending plan reflects the financial struggles many municipalities have wrestled with since the Great Recession. In Springfield, the municipal workforce is 21.5% smaller than it was in 2008. The foreclosure crisis hammered property values in Springfield. The city is at its tax levy limit under the state's Proposition 2.5 tax cap law, which means $12 million in potential tax revenue cannot be collected. The budget includes $5 million in advance payments from MGM Resorts, but only $1 million of it is guaranteed, with the rest dependent on MGM getting the approval to build a casino. $7 million is being drawn from the city's so-called rainy day fund. More than 60% of Springfield's revenue comes from state aid. Unrestricted local aid to the state's cities and towns has been slashed by more than a third since 2008. Mayor Sarno and other municipal leaders have continued to lobby for relief from the property tax cap as well as unfunded state mandates such as school busing.
We put 8 or 9 options forward. There's about 5 or 6 other cities or towns are reaching the same thing. I'm for the Prop 2.5 initiative, but I don't think 30 years ago the framers of this thought any communities were going to get to their tax levy ceiling. That needs to be relooked at.
Voters in Northampton this week approved an override of Proposition 2.5 that will add $2.5 million to the city's property tax bill to avert budget cuts. Springfield City Councilors in a separate vote objected to a plan to close 2 branch libraries. Councilor Clodo Concepcion said closing the Pine Point Library branch hurts one of the city's poorer neighborhoods.
But don't put the people out of business and throw them under the bus. Don't do that.
Springfield Library Director Molly Fogarty said closing the Pine Point and Liberty Street branches is part of a reorganization plan that will result in expanded hours at the 8 remaining branches.
So libraries will be open 5 or 6 days a week. They won't be open these crazy hours that they're open now, and we're going to really focus our programs and outreach on adult literacy, early literacy, community and civic engagement, workforce development, and after-school programming, so that we're really targeting all the areas in the city that really need our services.
The new budget gives the library system $4.1 million, a substantial increase over the $3.5 million in the current fiscal year. It will allow the libraries to add 14 employees. The budget funds a police academy class of 22 recruits who, when they graduate this fall, will fill vacancies in the police department that have resulted from retirements. A plan by City Council President James Ferrara to use the budget as leverage to enforce a residency requirement for municipal workers was rejected by the full council. The city solicitor warned that Ferrara's plan to cut the salaries of employees who refuse to move to the city could lead to lawsuits with the potential of triple damage awards. City Councilor Michael Fenton said he will continue to work on a new residency ordinance.
It is legally impossible, unconstitutional, and impractical to punish the employees who left. So we want to reward the employees who stayed, and then after a date certain, require all future hires to live here.
Springfield's current residency ordinance, which was adopted in 1995, has been weakened by numerous waivers and lax oversight. Thousands of employees, including teachers, police, and firefighters, are exempt from residency requirements, either because of state law or union contracts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.